let's just get some facts straight, and then we could all yell at each other, argue, or try to solve the problem.
Let's.
Jackson Dart has been sent to the blue tent 6 times in his NFL career.
That's correct. 12 games and 1 preseason game.
Patrick Mahomes, in the entirety of his NFL career, has been sent to the tent 7 times. So Jackson Dart is about to approach that. Josh Allen, very physical quarterback, has also been sent to the tent 7 times in his NFL career. So there is no arguing that Jackson Dart, for whatever reason, and that's, I guess, the part we'll argue and try to talk through, there is no arguing the facts that Jackson Dart is being sent to the tent at a rate that is not normal,
yeah,
that is not healthy. Once we all accept that, now we can get into the whys.
Yeah, the question I would ask is, of the times that Pat Mahomes went to the blue tent, how many times was he diagnosed with a concussion? The times that Josh Allen went to the blue tent, how many times was he diagnosed with a concussion? Because as we sit here today, after his 6th appearance into a blue tent, he's been diagnosed with a concussion exactly 1 time.
Once.
Now, was he reckless as a rookie, thinking that he physically could take some big hits and run through some contact and all those other things? Sure. But he was diagnosed with 1 concussion. And my issue with this Jackson Dart narrative, this is outside of game day, but when you hear people talking about it, they want to kind of equate his year in a preseason game to that of Tua Tagovailoa. Like, they want him to be this guy who suffered multiple concussions and his career is in jeopardy if he gets too many more concussions. He's been diagnosed with 1.
Correct. And by the way, just 1. For the record, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes also 1 concussion in their career. So the math is mathing in terms of the percentage.
Yes.
It's not mathing in terms of the amount of times this man is sent to the tent.
Yeah, the frequency with which he's sent to the tent.
The frequency is off the charts.
Like every time he gets hit, and whether it's his fault or not, because on Saturday against the Minnesota Vikings, it wasn't his fault.
Correct.
I mean, I heard a lot of the beat writers asking, should Jackson have been aware of that pressure? No, the read was to the left. Tyrone Tracy completely whiffed. That's the kind of block or non-block where you turn around and say, look out!
Yeah.
Right? They call it a lookout block because you screwed up. Tyrone Tracy completely missed the blitzing Will Nickel defender, and Jackson Dart took a shot in the belly. I thought more worried for his arm, right? Because his arm was there.
Yeah.
And someone comes in with their helmet and hits your arm. You can fracture your forearm. In fact, that's how I fractured my forearm. In 2000, I got hit right on the bone as I was trying to defend myself against the hit. So to me, it wasn't about the concussion. It was about, did he hurt his arm and was he out of breath?
Right.
Turned out he was just got the wind knocked out.
Now, my understanding is you're not sent to the blue tent or you're not called down by the league. Let me clarify. The league does not call down because they're concerned you injured your arm.
Right, the spotter.
They're only calling down if they believe there's a threat that you suffered a concussion.
That's right.
When you watch this play, and I ended up watching it like 15 times, as did you, as did everybody, there doesn't seem to be any horrible contact with his head.
No,
even when he hits the ground, like, there isn't his head bouncing off the turf. So if we're being fair and we're going to evaluate all quarterback hits, that doesn't feel like it was a play that should have sent him to the blue tent.
It does, but it's the preseason and everybody is getting their feet wet for the first time and in real game action. So the spotter is being overly cautious. The referees on the field are being overly stupid with the fall plays that they call or the penalties that they call. All those things are part of it. But from evaluating it outside of that, meaning early part of the season.
The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over, void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days, or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
That's not something you call down for. Now, I think they did call down because he stayed down for a half a beat.
He did.
And part of that was because you just got drilled in the ribs.
But that did probably contribute to the league calling down.
I think it definitely did.
So does Dart in the future have to pop up right away like Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
He almost has to be taught, get up quick.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were lucky that Jameis Winston did no harm, and Jackson Dart came right back in and then threw a touchdown pass to Malachi Fields, which was awesome. Running to his left and throwing a high ball that only Malachi Fields could get to. It was great. It's a great way to finish his preseason debut. But the lasting story is the concussion protocol that he constantly getting put into.
Listen, the preseason game means nothing. I don't even know. Did the Giants win the game on Saturday?
No.
They lost. 13-10.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
That's my point. Same thing with the Jets, which we'll get into in a minute. Like, the results don't matter. So I think the concern that you get out of what happened with Jackson on Saturday is it's a continuing trend.
Yes.
And that if week one against the Dallas Cowboys, Jackson Dart goes into the blue tent and misses a drive or two drives, it can be the difference in the game. And now the math is telling you he gets called into the tent every other game.
Yes.
Like, that's literally the math on this.
No, you're right, because this is 13 games.
So we've got options, right? You as a Giant fan can call up today, Tiki will probably get mad at you, and say, this is all Jackson Dart's fault. You can do that. Or you could say what Jackson Dart said, which is, hey, the league is targeting me. That's what Jackson Dart said. Now, the problem with Dart saying it is he's a kid and the league doesn't care.
Yeah.
The guy who can say something.
And he wants to be on the field.
Of course. All players do, for
100%.
The most part. The guy who would say something and make a difference is John Harbaugh. And John was asked both on Saturday and Sunday in his Zoom call, do you think the league is, you know, I don't know, out to get Jackson Dart? And he said, I'm not going to criticize the league. So this head coach, for now,
he's a veteran.
I'm not getting involved.
He knows better.
But if this continues, and this trend continues of Jackson Dart, sometimes wrongfully so, being thrown into the blue tent, you'd have to think eventually John's going to get angry.
But what could he do? Like, what's he going to do?
Say the league's targeting him.
I know, but what
call
is
it
that,
out.
But what is that going to do?
What it can do, and we've had this discussion about NBA officials. I don't know if this is the greatest comparison, but yeah. When head coaches rip officials, you would say to me, what does it do?
Right.
And I said, you know, you plant the seed that maybe the calls aren't going your way,
yeah.
And then in the next game, the calls go your way.
But that's a little bit different, because that's usually in the postseason when it's a series and you're going to get the similar crew, whatever.
Sure. It's different.
Just, it's different, because it's just it's football's a one-off.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe it's just planting the seed that you believe, and Jackson Dart clearly believes this, that he's being targeted because of his unfair reputation of being someone who needs to be called off quite a bit. Look, the one thing you can't argue today is the numbers are the numbers. The guy's been called into the blue tent 6 times. That is one short of the totality of Patrick Mahomes' career and one short in the totality of Josh Allen's career.
Right, who's been in the league for 7 years already.
Correct. Like, there's just no denying that this is a thing. The question is, why is it a thing? What can Dart do differently? And what can the Giants do differently? My overall opinion is it does feel like Dart is being targeted. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's viewed unfairly or fairly as someone who's prone to taking massive hits. In the case of Saturday, not his fault. Tyrone Chase whiffed on a block. And the league feels like it's being extra cautious with him, something they would not do with other quarterbacks.
You know what it is? Some of this might be how he looks when he gets hit. Like, sir, I think, so Josh Allen is a massive quarterback. He's 6'4", 240-something. Like, he's thick. And so when you lay into him, it's kind of like hitting something solid and it just kind of stops, and then maybe he'll go to the ground. When you hit Jackson Dart, he gets ragdolled.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so if you ever... I mean, nobody plays with rag dolls anymore, and like all the dolls for kids these days are all stiff and hard plastic. But back in the day, you have a rag doll, you'd move it around, and the head would like go back and forth, and the legs would go back and forth. When Jackson Dart gets hit, he gets ragdolled. You know what I mean? And so it looks like he's taking a much harder hit than he's actually taking.
How do you change that?
And so his head, like his head will go back or go forward. In this case, he got hit in the front. It's not dissimilar to a King Jalen Brunson.
There you go, because of the hair.
Exactly, because of his hair. You know what I mean? Like, he gets hit, and he's like, he's bouncing his head around. It's like, man, he just got crushed. When in actuality, he's just moving his head. And so I think part of the visual interpretation that Jackson Dart has a concussion is that sometimes when he gets hit, his body is just loose. And it looks like he got crushed.
So is there anything you can do to change that? You're going to coach him to take the hits differently?
Yeah.
From a visual? Like you're trying to not sell a foul in the NBA?
Right. But a lot of those hits he takes, he's not aware they're coming.
Right. Like the one with on Saturday.
He was not aware. He was looking left, whatever, I think Crosser or whatever out was going on that left side. And Tyrone Tracy completely blew the block, and he just got hit from the blind side, even though it was his front side.